to see if you could save money bundling at progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale and clearance is happening now. Save up to 60%, plus get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter storm warning in effect overnight through early Friday. Around an inch of snow by dawn. Temperatures in the mid-teens. Snow heavy at times during the day Thursday. Another 3 to 7 inches of snow by the end of the afternoon. Highs in the mid-20s. Right now, it's 19.
Girl, I seen you. Throwbacks all night long. Throwback Nation Radio.
CFW is on. I'm Tony Lorino with Throwback Nation Radio. And you know you can bring us along with anywhere tonight on the free Civic Media app. Download it today, Google Play or App Store, and you are set all night long on 105.7 CFW.
Born again, there's new grass on the field. Round and third, 1057 CFW.
Oh, Traveling for the holidays? Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere with the free Civic Media app. Just search Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, in the Google Play or App Store and keep the fun going. CFW.
Now I found a real love, you'll never fool me. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
'90s and more. 105.7.
Let me on the ground and fly me in the sky.
90s and more. 105.7.
Heaven of your engine, listen to her howl. got you jumping off the deck, shoving in the overdrive. She was fooling, 'cause she knew what she was doing when she taught me how to walk this way.
holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with 105.7 CFW. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app, then listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 105.7 CFW, sponsored locally by Peck Farms.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended the public notice period for their broad incidental take notice on cave bats. According to a press release, the agency will now accept public comments on the notice through January 15th. The incidental take notice is related to the growing number of wind turbines throughout the state, which could put the rare bats at risk. DNR officials say the authorization includes conservation measures that have been shown to minimize the impact of wind turbines on cave bats. Just one day following the school shooting in Madison, the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence released their annual gun law scorecard. The annual report grades each state on the strength of its gun laws, and Wisconsin received a C grade in this year's scorecard. According to their 50-state analysis, states with stronger gun laws have lower gun death rates. In the report's rankings, Wisconsin finished 22nd in gun law strength out of 50 states and 35th in gun death rate, with nearly 13 gun deaths per 100,000 residents. An Eau Claire woman charged with killing a 79-year-old Altoona man in 2022 has agreed to a plea deal. 57-year-old Tracy Clark was charged with first-degree intentional homicide, domestic abuse assessments, and hiding a corpse after Dennis Shaddy's body was found in Rockford, Illinois in April of 2022. The charges included an increased penalty for involving an elder person victim and as a repeat offender. The plea and sentencing hearing are scheduled for January 10th. A Rockford man was also charged in relation to the homicide. A Dallas man has been charged with making terrorist threats directed at the Rice Lake Veterans Administration Center. According to court documents, 39-year-old Jonathan B. West was officially charged with a felony count and misdemeanors on Monday in Barron County Circuit Court. He's accused of calling the Veterans Administration Center in Rice Lake on Friday and threatening to shoot staff members. Officials from the Rice Lake VA clinic also accused him of making similar threatening calls to the Minneapolis VA office and the Shakopee VA office. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter storm warning in effect overnight through early Friday. Around an inch of snow by dawn. Temperatures in the mid-teens. Snow heavy at times during the day Thursday. Another 3 to 7 inches of snow by the end of the afternoon. Highs in the mid-20s. Right now, it's 19.
CFW. We'll be right back.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Mm-hmm.
Your home for the